You're listening to Rowan Radio On Demand. Download more podcasts at rowanradio.com.
The following program does not represent the views or opinions of the staff or administration of Rowan University or Rowan Radio, 89.7 WGLS FM.
So, Mr. Smith, it's so nice to meet you. I'm News Director Allie Bruce. This is my co-host, Jack. He's
pleasure
our Sports
to meet you
Director.
Both. Okay.
So, our first question for you is, what is the best piece of advice that someone has given you?
Well, I think that letting me know that there are no shortcuts to success. You might think they are. But anytime you see somebody taking shortcuts, just don't expect them to have long-term success, because you have to be about the work. Your mind has to be about putting in the work, putting your head down and getting the job done. On so many occasions, everybody's looking for the result. They're not looking for the process, to endure the process. And when you get accustomed to loving the process and success follows, then you appreciate it more because you know what work you put in to get to where you're going.
If you could restart your career right now in 2024, how would you do so?
Wow, that's a good question. I've never been asked that before. I think that I don't think that I would start it off any differently. I think that starting off my career writing and being a newspaper person was one of the best things that happened to me. It didn't feel that way at the time. It's a lot of hard work again, but the tenets that you pick up and you learn and that comes with the profession is what you ultimately hold on to. There are certain things that innately, when you look at today's world, the advent of social media, podcasting, the things that go on, there's this temptation to be about you, to be about doing things the way that you want to do it and operating with minimal rules. For me personally, because of how I grew up in this industry, I understand there are certain steps that you're supposed to take. There's a certain mindset that you're supposed to have. Like, for example, I could never go on the air and just disregard the tenets of my profession. I'm going to be completely subjective. I'm not going to be objective. I'm not going to care about what the facts say. I'm just going to say what I feel. I could never do that because the profession that I grew up in, that taught me everything that I know, doesn't allow for that. Even when you're expressing your opinion, you take the facts into consideration before you do anything. Before you do anything, you take into account the facts that you have available to you. And when you do about that, it's about the information. It's not about worrying about what people think. And the biggest thing is that because I grew up with a journalistic background, I care very little about making friends or enemies. I want to do neither. I can't worry about either. Because if I worry about any of it, then it's going to impede my ability to just chase for the truth as close as I can get to it. And that would compromise me, and I don't worry about it.
So our final question for you is a bit of a fun one.
Okay.
So what is your take on the Cowboys' pitiful offseason?
Well, I don't think the offseason's been pitiful. They haven't done anything, but keep in mind, they got to pay Micah Parsons, they got to pay CeeDee Lamb, and obviously Dak Prescott, even though he just restructured this deal and chipped some money away from their cap hit, he still has the second largest cap hit in the NFL behind Deshaun Watson. So the Cowboys have some issues. But I don't want the Cowboys to stink. I want them to be good, really good. And I want them to be really good so their fans can get their expectations up. And high and high and high it goes before it comes crashing down. That's what I want. If you stink all year long, there's no fun in that, because we already know September, October, you're not going to do anything. But when they get their hopes up, you understand, and they're all hype and they think they're going to win the Super Bowl, that's when it becomes fun. And they just fall for it every time. And then when they're stinking up a little bit and they're struggling against some of the teams, you'll see me come on and set them up. And I'll say, you know, they got a chance. They got a chance. And they're like, yeah, we got a chance. Knowing they're gonna fall. I just love it. I really do.